This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Yes, yes, right here, right now. You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and I'm not in Summit County today. I'm not at Thresh Studio. Last night to Tampa, Florida. My mother is at the Bay Pines VA hospital. She is a veteran, volunteer for the Korean War, as my father did, and that's actually where my parents met, in the Navy. And she's there for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and this is the first I've seen her where, you know, she was, you know, basically bedridden. They did the initial chemo therapy yesterday. And according to relatives and the staff, the swelling has gone down somewhat. And it's basically her lymph node around her jaw that's really swollen. You know, effectively, you know, you can't really see the specific area where you might find like a very center per se. It was just kind of a big swelling around her jaw. So anyway, we're going to be talking about holistic remedies and on today's show. And, you know, how you resolve that cancer is the same way that you resolve the cancer of mammon. Mammon, which is consuming the planet in unpayable debt. And all of these things are, you know, there's a direct corollary there as to how these two maladies affect us physically, personally, and as a society collectively. And it's something that, you know, it's time for us to fix these things. They can be fixed. There are natural cures, and there's organic medicines and organic and holistic products. And the same way, organic money instantly will offer us abundance. It's not something that will take a while. It's like, you know, literally like giving water to a plant that's dead. The big lie in our economic system is that we're suffering from too many Federal Reserve notes, and they're overproduced, and they've pulled this Jedi mind trick over us to, number one, make us think that we have too many Federal Reserve notes. And the symptom of that is basically you see prices going up. So, oh, that's because there's too many Federal Reserve notes. Well, how come you don't have any in your bank account? How come there's none in your pockets? And how come people don't have them? People are in fear right now. They're not spending money. If we had too many Federal Reserve notes, we would spend many Federal Reserve notes all the time because they would be worthless. They are actually worth more Federal Reserve notes. The more value they have, the harder it is for us to pay their debts. And who owns all the debts? The parasitic user. So we going to delve into these two topics and the immediacy, how quickly we can fix this just by irrigating our economic system with, when you have a drought, you add water. We have a monetary drought. We need money. Just create some tickets. Call them Monday. We will be right back after this message.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of the...
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Once again, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating that he is our master. There's no elected authority agency of government. The people have no voice over actions that the power of the money does. That's an independent agency, and they are sovereign. Well, whoever controls the money in any society, that's a universal truth. Universal truth means it's valid at all places and times. The universal truth is whoever controls the money is the government, period. So as soon as you have a private cartel called the Federal Reserve control the money, they become the government. And effectively, they put on a big puppet show for us called Politics. And they have elections so that the debt slaves have the illusion that they have choice. You have no choice. You have owners, as George Carlin, the comedian, says. Do you disagree with that? If you do, we always want people who disagree to call. Number is 877-488-5350. Again, 877-488-5350. If you disagree with what we're saying, that say, oh, that's for the politicians. They are in charge. Let's see if you can hold your water. Come on the show. Tell us about how the politicians are in charge. We have elections. Nothing changes. Bush was continuing the tyranny that Clinton had started, who was continuing the tyranny that Daddy Bush had started, et cetera, et cetera. Obama continues the tyranny that Bush was continuing from Clinton. So anyway, it's called continuity of agenda or continuity of government. There's a unifying idea there, and that's how they do it. They set up the Hegelian dialect between Democrats and Republicans. They put it up between conservatives and progressives. And ultimately, none of these factions touch the real, fundamental, and deep original sin. What is the original controlling sin? And that is usury. So once we come to realize that, we were talking about yesterday about this video where, you know, it's called, oh my goodness, I'm trying to think of the name of the video. If you can recognize this, it's image recognition. So anyway, it's the whole idea to these two teams that were passing around a basketball, and they're just moving and rocking and cutting and weaving, passing the ball. How many times does the white team pass the ball in roughly 60 seconds? And then during that whole time, while we're watching the ball, you know how they say keep your eye on the ball, Forrest Gump style, when he's playing ping pong? Well, that's good if the objective is the ball, if that is the problem, if that's the thing that we need to focus on. But if there's something behind that that's really calling the shots, meaning the parasitic users, so we get caught up in this whole political theater. We focus on it so much that we don't realize who's really calling the shots and what the real problem is. In the background, there's a monkey in the middle of the basketball players who's breakdancing, and you don't notice it at all. But what you do notice it, and I'm hoping everybody listening, that they notice this, that you always remember in your heart that whenever we wanted to, we could have had 10-year mortgages instead of 30. Because once the people realize what abundance is possible, that there's no reason why they can't make their own tickets for free instead of paying a fee for tickets. I borrowed that from Tommy Usury Free Kennedy. Why pay a fee when we can do it for free? That's all we're talking about with the money creation. Why pay a private bank called the Federal Reserve or the World Bank or the IMF? It's this whole idea that we are less than. And it's called, another idea that revolves around that is called learned helplessness. Our enemy is just Smeagol. Smeagol from the movie Lord of the Rings. He's just a really, I'm just thinking of what the guy looks like. He's kind of hairless and bald and scraggly and really sinewy and small, that he just plants these devilish ideas where it's like, oh, the power of the ring, Every time he has a line, you feel gross, you know? Well, that's the little liar, that's the little demon in our own soul. And it's the demon in our collective soul, because all of us, as they say, I forget, I think I heard this originally from John Lennon, is that all of us are Hitler and all of us are Gandhi within us. And what we have to make sure that we don't do is that we don't feed our wolf. And the wolf is Hitler, obviously. We don't feed that. And what the problem is when we don't control, that's our energy. Where do we put our energy? We will move in the direction of our most dominant thought. So if we are focused on evil, we'll move in that direction. Or if we're focused on fear, we're going to move in that direction. That's the big one. It's either fear or love. We pick. If we put our energy, and that's the problem with a lot of the even the Patriot meeting, which are so-called truthers, is the focus is on the fear. And again, that a universal truth, we move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. So if our most dominant thoughts are bunkers, bullets, and scarcity, and lack, and let's say, like, the whole idea of survival. Survival isn't abundance. Survival isn't enlightenment. Survival isn't, survival is living, making it. Just being able to, sustain life. That's not abundance. So what we're trying to do is advocate abundance. Like, revolution isn't survival. Revolution is abundance. Revolution is us being able to work in the vocation of our passion in a 3 or 4 day work week. And I'm a visionary, and visionary is scary. So what are we going to do to create that abundant future? What are we going to do to focus our thoughts, so our dominating thoughts collectively as a people? That's why you got to get the word out about this show, right? Because I've got a unique selling proposition here. Unique selling proposition of this show isn't that we need to have gold and silver money instead of paper. The unique selling proposition is that we need to not borrow our money with interest into circulation, create it as a credit. That's the difference, because if we use the Rothschild's gold system for money, we will go deeper into debt. We will continue exponentially compounding debt, because the United States had a national debt prior to the Federal Reserve while it was on a gold and silver-based money system, because the U.S. was not sovereign even prior to the Federal Reserve, because any nation which borrows its money into circulation is not sovereign. And the universal truth to that is the borrower is slave to the lender. So I like to use lots of universal truths because, generally speaking, everybody agrees with them. So if you're anti-war or you're pro-war, number one, I say, go sign up and go save us. If, you know, if you really think that the evil Muslims are going to go get us, don't talk about it. Be sovereign, be responsible, you sign up, you volunteer, you strap on some boots, you go to boot camp, you go wallow around in mud and do all that stuff, because war is hell. That's the universal truth. Here's another one, the first casualty in war is the truth. And I'll even go further than that. The casualty, the truth is sacrificed before the war even starts, because there's always a big lie wrapped around for even the need to initiate the first war. There was no need for white Europeans to eradicate and perpetrate genocide on the American Indians. That wasn't necessary. They weren't less than. Oh, and by the way, these so-called savages, right? Remember, that's the how they were. You always got to demonize the other side that you're planning to kill. You got to demonize them. That's why the media is a tool of the parasite abusers. So that's the way they engineer war. So anyway, we want to fix this cancer. We have to take action. This is a terminal disease. We got to fix it. We'll be right back.
There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the
Indeed. The Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. The deficit in truth music at, by the way, man, again, I was talking about yesterday, at the Paul Fest, other than Jordan Page, I'm not seeing a lot of truth music. Am I missing something? Why would you not have and support artists that are into the truth message at an event such as that? I don't understand that. It's one thing to say, you know, I'm a libertarian, but none of your music, none of your art expresses your, you know, the corrupt system. So it's just like, check mark. Like, I'm a libertarian. I'm Vince Vaughn. Yeah, libertarian, whatever. Like, so I'm not feeling it. Can somebody tell me I'm wrong on that? I don't get it. Why not, the Immortal Technique? Where's he at? Why not, you know, obviously the Wandering Monks. Aldous Clay, how about Payday Monsanto? Why are they not out there? I don't get it. Like, and you have to understand, like, with respect to music, our social controllers, the oligarch, the parasitic usurers, they understand and they are extremely threatened by anyone who has influence outside of their system. Because at any time that those people, if they were to go all the way, are like Rage Against the Machine, you know, like, they realize that they have to control them with their monetary system, with their contracts, with their licensing agreements, with their royalty stream, with all of those things to make them dependent upon systems for their prosperity. And so they, you know, they sell out, basically, and they have to, or they don't get any airplay. So, you know, if you're fighting the system, you're really exposing that in your music. Like, you know, Payday Monsanto ain't on the radio. The Wandering Monks aren't on the radio. For that matter, there's no anti-war music on the radio, period. The whole thing, the corporate media, is like, it's like there is no war, apparently, in their mind. And that's what they want us. They just want there to be all of the benefits of the genocide and the population reduction and all of the evil things that they do. They get to have all that. They get to increase the expanded war budgets and profiteer off of that. But in the meantime, they don't want, you know what, they want you to support the war with your energy, your, you know, spiritual support for the troops and all that kind of stuff, with your taxes and whatever. They want you to continue to just go shopping, you know. Just pretend there is no war. The best way for you to support the war effort, continue to shop and pretend there is no war. And we're going to help you because we're not going to put any anti-war on the music because, you know, I've made up my mind. Please don't confuse me with the facts. And that's basically what they want. They don't want you having access to any alternative information for the people. Obviously, it's on the internet, but it's not in the dominant media. You know, you've got a bunch of TV zombies thinking Bin Laden is dead and he's the one that perpetrated 9/11 and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, the point is when the music, the artists speak out, they are intimidated by them. There is a period of time that John Lennon had more influence than the president of the United States. And they want everybody to, the powers that be want everybody to view the president as being the arbiter of truth and solutions and all that. Because you can't have a, you know, a cannonball like John Lennon rolling around saying, hey, give peace a chance. We are all special. We're not robots that are being stamped, rubber stamped into these, oh my God, so we're all just the same thing. We're just like George Carlin says, we're just smart enough to, you know, push the paperwork, fill the paperwork out, manipulate the machines, just keep everything moving along. You don't want the capacity for critical thought. And you don't want the capacity of critical thought and critical expression in your artwork. They don't want that occurring because those artists can quickly garner lots of influence. They want a monopoly on influence. So the means by which, and you know, and view this, don't, you know, if you're an Occupy person, and I like point out the Occupy, I'm not just laying blame on the Occupy. I'm just saying that the way, and this is what you would do too. If you were the evil doers, the Bernankes and the Greenspans and whatever, there's people above them. There's the system above them where all money is created as a debt with interest, whether it's gold, silver, paper, or digits. That is the problem. It's the usury, the interest, the riba. That is the underlying problem. It creates exponential compounding debt. So the point is that if you're the oligarch that controls that, you don't want to give that power up. and you got to make sure you finance all the competing ideas. So we'll get to talk about the competing ideas financing your opposition.
Then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschilds' gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. We are living on a precipice of history. It is now, it is right now, the time of a global enlightenment that is occurring, where the people are realizing that the authorities, the people in the costumes with the badges, the people in the buildings with the marble columns, the authorities are not. The emperor has no clothes. And it's not just the politicians. And, you know, again, I don't like to say these for, like, the people at the bottom of the totem pole. I'm talking about the medical establishment,
the monetary establishment, the educational establishment, the economic establishment, the military establishment, all of these systems, religious, you know, they're all fraudulent. The Christians, there's the majority of Christians in the United States advocate war. This is an oxymoron. And how did that happen? Because the so-called spiritual leaders of these churches are fraudulent. They're on the take. It all, you know, just follow the money. Once you control the money, the energy, and that's what's so important for us to own, you know, what the monetary system is for, the only way for the people to be sovereign and self-determinant and self-governing is for them to create their own money. It's essential. It is essential for them to, because that's how the energy is controlled. And we, when we, individually, this is a individual exercise, self-government, right? Meaning yourself, your own personal emotions. That's your energy. Your emotions are your energy. Well, the revolution is really in the mind. It's just like the Marley song, right? Redemption songs. We've got to change our minds, be the change. You know, being the change that I want to see in the world isn't protesting. It's not complaining. It's not occupying. It's, hey, this system is a fraudulent system. And then fixing that system. It's taking action to modify those systems, because adults fix systems. So if my car, I'm running my car, that's not a good example. Ultimately, we don't want to do something where we just go, oh, you know, this bad guy's in charge. We are going to survive this. You know, we can survive. Life's short. We all shine on. Our souls shine on. We die. We're here for a blink of an eye. So why don't we fix the fundamental problem? Solve it once and for good. And it's not technically challenging. It's not like, you know, in order to be free, the people need to get together and then build a rocket ship and then fly to the moon, right? Whereas the people don't have, number one, they don't have the money, and they don't have the technology, they don't have a place to build the rocket, they don't have any of that. Well, we don't need any of those things. We have the technology, we have the energy, we have the solution, we know what to do, we know how to make videos to promote it, we know how to talk to our neighbors, we have the skills to do all of it, we just need to do it. And what do we need to do? Just create a bunch of pieces of paper called money. That's all we need to do. Just create our own money. Let's go to the print shop. I mean, I'm being very simplistic, but we need to go to the printer, right? If you now make flyers for a party, you can create your own monetary system, more or less. What you have to do is get people. They could literally, they could be expired sports tickets. They have no value. That isn't the point. It's not what they look like. It's what they do. And what they do is they transfer energy when all of us agree to utilize them as money. They're just coupons. They're just gift certificates. A gift certificate, if a business creates its own gift certificate, that counts as money. It was a worthless fiat paper or whatever. Still has value as long as the issuer is honest. Obviously, we know the Federal Reserve is not an honest issuer. That's the difference. And once the people just decide, it could just happen literally in days, just sending out a memo, by the way, we are going to create our own money from now on. We're going to create a system that serves us. And, you know, along those same lines, we were talking about yesterday about how we're going to build a genius network, because we want to make this systematic. Like right now, you can't touch this solution, but you can go to the printer. You got to make them look right and build that physical currency. We've done this in Mountain Hours. for activists who want to do this, if you go to my YouTube channel, it's you go to youtube.com, truthbomb1, and just go onto that channel, and I have dozens, probably 50 videos on the monetary system. 50 videos on the monetary system. And some of those videos are Mountain Hours vendors, because they're in our circle of trust. We're building this usury-free economic circuit where the currency flows and it serves the people. And it's just like love. The more exchanges of love that there is, the better. The more often, the better. And we want to incentivize, because, you know, like I think of a good example, there's something called the velocity of money. So, you know, in an economic system, if there's $1 million in a county, but everybody's so afraid that they can't earn more, Federal Reserve notes, let's call that $1 million, everybody's in fear because they're watching the TV, they keep seeing businesses shut down. They're afraid that they can't earn more Federal Reserve notes because they are scarce. Federal Reserve notes are scarce, relatively scarce. The reason why prices are going up is because of engineered scarcity of the New World Order control commodities. Just like a diamond, the Beers has a cartel over a semi-precious stone called a diamond. So if there were, if diamonds were plentiful and abundant, which they are, the price would go down. But through engineered scarcity, that cartel is able to restrict our access to them. So therefore, we think they're precious. Ooh, look how pretty they are. They're so pretty. So therefore, they're worth lots and lots of money, thousands of dollars. Thousands. And then they engineer that whole idea for the women to covet them. And the women, the Indian empresses, my Indian empress, she's a beautiful thing. Choice. She is my choice. She is my soulmate. And, you know, I know about those, but I still got her a diamond. Because love makes you do irrational things. So, anyway, the point is that it's not just diamonds, it's oil, right? Engineered, not just oil, it's all engineered. There's other forms of energy which we could be utilizing and not being enslaved by. They could be, there's forms of energy which could be emancipating us. I built an off-grid survival property because of all my fear-induced action. And I, you know, basically made a shed, a mini barn with solar panels on it, with a solar-powered well, little motor on it. You could either hand pump it manually, or it would be automatic with a direct current pump and bring the water up in that way, and that was energy stored in the battery, which would power a DC motor. So anyway, the point is that energy could be used right now to emancipate us, or right now energy is being used as a tool to enslave us. Well, I'm here to tell you that gold and silver are going up in price because of engineered scarcity as a manipulation, not because they're necessary to like sustain life or something like that. If you build a survival property, I didn't need to go get gold and silver in order to sustain life. You could use it, obviously, as insurance against economic collapse or monetary collapse. So there's a purpose for it as insurance, just for the same reason if you get into the whole fear consciousness thing, you get all kinds of commodities. You get, you know, bullets. You get guns. You get your ammo, you store water, you store gold, you store liquor, you store medical supplies. And then you hoard those things as insurance against the collapse. The problem with gold and silver, number one, if you want an abundant society and you base your society on something that is not abundant, you're going to have scarcity, by definition. That's the whole point. Well, the big lie is that Federal Reserve notes are being overproduced, and they're so abundant, and that's the reason why gold and silver are going up. Well, it's just so easy to see it. It's like that monkey in the video I was telling you about. Once you see it, you get it. So, like, Federal Reserve notes are scarce. They're hard to earn. That is why the debts are difficult to pay. What would be the motivation for getting the whole planet into debt and then making it really easy for all of the debtors to pay their debts off? They don't do that. They want us to be permanently enslaved. And this is really important. This is really, really important. That whole mindset that it's going to crash any moment, it's going to crash. It could happen any time. Well, that gate just keeps getting backed up. You know why? It's not that the currency is being hyper inflated, because it's not. It's being cut off. In Florida, I'm here in Florida, and there's businesses shut down. There's vacancies in commercial real estate all over the place. How come? There's not enough money to keep. There's not enough tickets. There's not enough coupons. The people can create those coupons anytime they want. And the parasitic users can issue new coupons whenever they want. So they're toying with us. So anytime it looks like they figured it out, they're gonna emancipate themselves by creating their own tickets called money. Theirs is usury free though. They can just start creating new Federal Reserve notes anytime they want to. And then those Federal Reserve notes as currency, just like water is the currency of life, so to speak, water allows for all the cells to grow of all sorts of living carbon-based life forms. Well, by effectively cutting the money off, economic life stops. And that's all they're doing, is we've learned helplessness so much, dependency upon their pieces of paper. We are so dependent upon them to pay their debts that we've learned helplessness so that we don't just create our own. Well, obviously, we can't pay their debts with our pieces of paper. We can't do that, obviously. They want to get paid. They gave us their pieces of paper. They want their contracts, demand their pieces of paper back. So why don't we create new contracts where our pieces of paper are what are supposed to be paid back? Right? Just people, you know? It's just people and it's just pieces of paper. The difference is that energy transfer, the one is based on usury, so there's parasitism where an outside third party is stealing the energy from all of those energy exchanges. And they're the ones that control. They have taken that money power, which is us. They've stolen it from us and then charge us a fee. So again, like Tommy Usury Free Kennedy says, why pay a fee when we can do it for free? Why pay 30-year mortgage instead of 10? Why pay something called income tax, which is just the fee on their pieces of paper, when we can do it for free? And eliminate income taxes. We can do all this stuff. We can provide abundance. It's just a Jedi mind trick that they have over us. Only ourselves can free our minds. So all I can do is give you the information, and once you understand it, you know, at any time we want to, you know, say it to yourself. Just say it to yourself as you're listening right now. We can create, repeat after me, please. We can create our own pieces of paper called money. We can then create our own other pieces of paper called contracts. We can call some of those contracts loans. On those loans, we can issue those with a small processing fee to handle the paperwork and do the due diligence and make sure that the property and the borrower are both fit? Well, right now, 20 years of a 30-year mortgage is interest. Let's do it without the interest. You borrow $100,000 in the existing system, you have to pay back $250,000. Why don't we just do that with, paying back $5,000 in fees so that we can have modern banking and we can pay the guy, the loan originator, to go and, qualify the property and the borrower. So, of course we can do these things, and what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. Hear me say that. What the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. These are not technically difficult problems to fix. They have us hoodwinked. They have us in a trance. And enlightenment is the period of time where we come to realize that the people, the oligarch in control, has financed all of the alternative ideas, financed their opposition. So, again, I wanted to get that in the last segment, but I'll be back and we'll talk about the prophet bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leased all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. I'm here.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at /power123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at /power123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to /power123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at /power123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's /power123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Now, I want you to get your head in the head. Think like your adversary, right? Like a Sun Tzu kind of thing, or a chess kind of thing, or a strategy game kind of thing, or cards. Think, you know, we play games all the time, and you know, if you recognize the truth, this is economic warfare. This is spiritual and economic warfare that's occurring. They're not doing it with chains and weapons on us. They're destroying us, our souls. It's destroying us economically. Well, get in Alan Greenspan's head and those characters over and above him to stay in power. What would you do to stay in power? I know what I would do is I would finance false revolutions. And that's what they do. You finance so that you have a monopoly on influence because you finance all of the countering ideas. So you simultaneously finance communism, and you finance fascism, and you finance capitalism. All in the meantime, it's just, that's just the nameplate. Underlying all of that, the usury is what's funding all of it. How about this time? How about the people this time? They finance, they don't, as capitalists, defeat fascism, or as capitalists, defeat communism. What if this time we target the financing source of the usury-based communism, or the usury-financed fascism, or the usury-based capitalism, or the usury-based End the Fed movement, or the usury-based 9/11 truth movement, or the usury-based gold monetary reform system, or the usury-based Occupy movement, or the usury-based Tea Party movement, or the usury-based Zionist movement, or the usury-based anti-Zionist movement, or the usury-based pro-life movement, or the usury-based pro-choice movement. You see how it works? This is really important. This is finance all sides. Let those counter, divide and conquer the people. The original sin is the usury. And again, I do repeat myself a bunch. I was just talking to the producer of the show, like, man, must get tough listening to me because I repeat quite a bit, but I don't know what else to do. I'm not hearing this stuff anywhere else, so we have to talk about it because, again, our minds move in the direction of our most dominating thoughts. So if I was just, oh, the police state, oh, no, the drones are going to get you, the drones are coming, oh, no, the nanorobots are going to get you, no, they're going to be inoculation, well, they are getting us. But when you're in the military, you don't focus on what the bad guys, your adversary is doing. The Marine Corps don't do that. The Marine Corps goes, the mission is to do this. Step one, identify your enemy. Step two, close, engage. Those are your steps, you know? It's a keep it simple plan. It's not, hey, wave your arms and warn everybody about your adversary. Hey, go protest against your adversary.
Look at my big bank account.
We've got to change our thinking. We've got to change and focus. We'll be right back.
It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to...